something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the New Testament, brothers and sisters, you don't have to ask God for a double portion of the anointing. Hey, you know why? Because when the Holy Spirit came into your life, He didn't come in portions. The Holy Spirit of God. Who is the Holy Ghost? I've got to tell you about Him so you can understand what you have inside you. Who is the Holy Spirit? I'll tell you. First of all, you see, Papa God is the one on the throne. Hello? Papa God is on the throne. When Papa God speaks, His word is law. So, back in the garden, in the book of Genesis, we have Him saying, "Let there be." In the words. Now this great God of glory spoke His word, became flesh, and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Are you hearing me? Now, that's the Son of God. Oh, I could preach for a whole month on the Son of God. Every day. So, that's Jesus. I can tell you more. But who is the Holy Spirit? Jesus told us the Holy Spirit is that which proceeds from the Father. He didn't say that which proceeded from the Father. He says it's that which proceeds from the Father. So, Papa God is on the throne. Papa God wants to take something over there. You know what? He doesn't get up from the throne to go pick it up. Papa God remains on the throne and yet moves out of Himself. He is still on the throne, but He is going to pick it up. He is there and He is here. Now, He wants to take something over here. He doesn't need to go from here to here. He moves out from here to there. So, He's here, He's here, He's here. And while He's here, He wants to do something over there. He doesn't need to stop doing this or stop doing that. While this is going on, He moves out over here. Now, while He's here, all that is happening, and now He wants to do something from behind there. He moves from here, over here. So, that which proceeds from the Father is the Holy Ghost. When Jesus shows up somewhere, He is there in one place at one time. When He was in Israel, He could not at the same time be in Samaria. Not because of an impossibility on His part, but that is not His way of functioning. But the Holy Spirit is unlimited. While He's doing this, He's standing up over here. Is He less here? No. He's exactly the same while doing this as He is while doing that. And then He needs to do something over in the United Kingdom. He doesn't need to stop this and run there. He just over there, this is still going on, and that is going on. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to be able to be in different places at the same time. So Papa God, when he does anything anywhere, he does it by his Spirit. So the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, carries the presence of the Father. When you're praying in your room, you feel the presence of God. You sense spiritually the presence of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's ministry is to carry the presence of Jesus and the presence of the Father. So he brings that presence to you. And another brother is praying in his own room. The Holy Spirit doesn't need to excuse himself and say, please excuse me, I'm coming. No, he doesn't do that. He's functioning fully with you. And at the same time, he's over there with this brother. The Holy Spirit is that which proceeds from the Father. Infinitely proceeds from the Father. Infinitely. Now, this Holy Spirit, when he came into your life, he didn't come in a form that's less than God. For he is himself God. So he entered into you, tabernacled in you. Oh. If only you would recognize that God is in you. The Christian man or woman is no ordinary person. But what are we supposed to do? You say, if I'm full of God, why am I like this? It's very simple. Back in the Old Testament, God empowered a man and he didn't know it. His name's Gideon. He was working and an angel came to him and says, hello, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. He said, me? I'm from the smallest house in the village. My dad is the poorest. Hey, mighty man of valor, with you, Israel can be victorious. You can defeat all the Midianites. Me. Then he said, hello, angel. If God is with us, where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us of? That's the way I was many years ago. You know, as I studied, I read about T.L. Osborne and the great crusades he had around the world. I read about John G. Lake and the healing, tremendous healing miracles that he had in this country and then in America. I read all those things, you know, as a little guy. And I was reading these things. And then one day, I said, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you're the same. I believe. I said, help me. Because these men are getting old. Somebody has to preach the same thing. We can't keep telling the stories of Paul and Peter, you know, and all the rest of them. Our generation needs to know God. I said, dear Lord Jesus, help me to face my generation. It's the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. It's the same Spirit. One day, oh, should I tell you the rest of the story? Whew. But you know what? I wanted to see the Great Crusades. I looked at T.L. Osborne's books. I saw tremendous crusades. Tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of people in a crusade. I said, dear Jesus, we are to preach the word with all this. And the Spirit said, it is written, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I said, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And that's all that you need to say to God. Yes. When you say yes, oh, you don't know what God can do with your life. The Holy Spirit will begin to operate in your life in a tremendous way. One thing he requires of you in the New Testament, listen, in the Old Testament he said, anywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given it to you. In the New Testament, you don't need that. Listen, you know, sometimes we want something, we want a property, and we all match there and step there and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we take it over. In the name of Jesus, we take it over. Over and over, we take it over. In the New Testament, you don't need that. In the Old Testament, you needed to tread there to take it. In the New Testament. The miracle is in your mouth. You don't need to go there. You stay right where you are and speak the word of faith. You say it. You say it. Now, why is it sometimes you say it and doesn't work? I tell you, there's something else. Don't say powerless words. You're supposed to speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the anointing is for all of us. What are you supposed to do? He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, that's your promotion. The love of God, your protection. Hallelujah. Then he says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, walking with the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, something you've got to learn is to speak in other tongues. I don't know how many of you speak in tongues, but I'll tell you something. If you don't speak in tongues, you are losing big time. If you don't speak in tongues, in the book of Jude, verse 20, he says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? Let me tell you what that means. He says, ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965.
or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jude, verse 20. Hello. As I'm speaking right now, hi-ya-ya. Somebody's cancer is burning up. It's burning, it's burning, it's burning. Hallelujah. You're feeling it hot in that place right now. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That cancer has to die today. Hallelujah. Cancer can't stand the word. I told you tomorrow's healing service from the beginning to the end. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. All right, are you in the book of Jude? Verse 20. Read it to me. Thank you. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now look at me. How many of you have experienced sometimes you got a lot of faith to do something? And I mean, your faith works. And then some other times it just looks like you're struggling, you know? And like, oh my goodness, how am I going to fix this thing? Has it happened to you? All right. So, there are different levels of faith that we find ourselves operating in. Sometimes we operate at the low level of faith. And then sometimes we go up, and then sometimes we come down. Now, what he's telling you is this. He says, hey, ye, beloved, build yourself on your most holy faith. Now, when your faith comes to the maximum, he says, stay there and build yourself in that level. You see, instead of going up and down, up and down, he says, on your most holy faith, your most sanctified faith, at that point of your maximum faith, he says, stay there and build your faith from there to your next level. Then he tells you how. He says, by praying in the Holy Ghost. By praying in the Holy Ghost. What is it to pray in the Holy Ghost? I'll tell you how to pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, two things happen. One, you speak in other tongues. Two, you pray the word as you're inspired of the Spirit. He brings words to your spirit. They may be in your normal language, whether English or Afrikaans. You speak it forth, you know what you're saying. But you know, it's coming from the Spirit. You're praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, he says, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Not the lowest faith you have. No, your most sanctified faith. He says, building up yourselves from that top level. Don't go down again. From that place where you are, study God's word again and move to the next level. He wants you having progress, making progress in your spiritual life. Building up yourself. He didn't say God will build you. He said building up yourself. In Acts chapter 20, when you read the 32nd verse, he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. The word of God can build you. Are you hearing me? So when he says building up yourselves on your most holy faith, there are two things that are necessary. Number one is the word of God. By studying the word, listening to the word, maybe as you're hearing now, and then again, you take the tapes and play them and play them and receive God's word into your system. You study the Bible. Then there's the big one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse, first in chapter 13, verse 1, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels. He lets us know two types of tongues. Tongues of men and tongues of angels. Now the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 that angels are ministering spirits sent to minister for us that are heirs of salvation. In other words, these angels have been sent to function for us. Now that's different from functioning or ministering to us. They are ministering for us. How are you going to communicate with them? Now Paul says, though I speak with tongues of men, are the tongues of angels. So there are tongues of men and there are tongues of angels. Now what are tongues of men? Tongues of men, emphatically, I mean that's just simple. It means tongues that human beings, men, understand. Tongues of angels means the tongues that angels speak. That's God's supernatural language. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse 1, it tells you to desire spiritual gifts. All right? Okay. Then when you read from the second verse to the fourth verse, he shows us something so beautiful. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. To edify means to build yourself. To recharge yourself. You see, another word, another synonym is to embolden yourself. He says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue emboldens himself. Oh boy. Speaking in tongues will change your whole world. I'm telling you. See, why do we speak in tongues? He says, the one who speaks in tongues edifies himself. He's building himself up. He's recharging himself. Like a battery on a charger. He emboldens himself. A young lady was kidnapped. As they were taking her away, she had heard me preach about speaking in tongues. She just blew up. They said, shut up. She started speaking more. They said, shut up. She spoke louder, speaking in tongues. As she spoke in tongues, she became bolder and bolder. They said, we'll kill you. They had their guns. They said, we'll kill you. She spoke more. You know what? They opened the doors of the car and fled. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue emboldens himself. If you feel timid, is there a cry? Oh God, please. Oh God. Stop the fear. The Bible says the one who speaks in tongues emboldens himself, edifies. You will so build your inner man so quickly that you have the spirit of dominion against your adversaries. Are you still there? Speaking in tongues, it's not for nothing. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries. What are those mysteries? These are mysteries that, in other words, they're things that human beings don't understand. You are given words, signals in the spirit. Angels begin to function. Why is your business down? Because you are not speaking in tongues. You see, when you speak in tongues, he said, you are not speaking to men. In the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. 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 Let me read this to you. Are you with me here? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Something is about to break. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, from verse 6, he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That means mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world are come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak the wisdom of God, he says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That means in esoteric language. We speak the wisdom of God. For example, when I am saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The uneducated, the spiritually uneducated doesn't know what that means. This is what he's saying. But as I say that, my spirit is energized. Now I'm saying, I've overcome them. I've overcome them. See, I'm in my bedroom. And I say, I have overcome them. I have overcome them. Now, that doesn't make sense to the natural man. But I'm saying it. He says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. He says, we speak the wisdom of God. The word of God is the wisdom of God. He says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. They don't understand it. Now again, he says, when you speak in other tongues, you are speaking mysteries.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.